Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It's Saturday night in Little Rock. I'm joined by David Hageman after a 10-strikeout double-A debut last night for the Soddies. And David, I guess we're just going to jump off there. How do you feel today after start number one with Amarillo?
Obviously a little sore. Nothing out of the ordinary. Feel good to get the first one under the belt and get going for the season, or the rest of the season.
10 Ks in your last high A start, 10 Ks in your first double A start. What do you think the recency of your arsenal has allowed so many strikeouts?
Yeah, I think just going and going to the bigger breaker earlier and changing up the pitch mix a lot, going to different pitches, using all four has kind of helped a lot. That and just trusting the defense to make plays, just go right at the guys getting ahead. So that's made it a lot easier.
7 of the 10 last night with the curveball. Obviously, that was the best put-away pitch. Last night was the first time I've seen you in person throw, but everything I've read about you is that when the curveball is good, good luck to the other side. Would you say that that's an accurate statement?
I would like to think so.
Yeah.
I would like to think so. When it feels good, I feel like I can throw it in zone, out of zone, and really just comes down to the other pitches, setting that up first, and once I can do that, then I feel pretty good.
It was supposed to be the Egan Hageman 1-2 punch on back-to-back nights. Of course, you two, I think, probably had like one moment at the hotel before he left, but I know that he's friends with everybody in the org, yourself included. What was your reaction when you heard that Dan was no longer a Diamondback?
Yeah, I was a little upset, obviously. Like, Dan's the man, but knowing for myself, like, being traded is a really good thing, good opportunity for your career, so happy for him and wish he was still here, but wish him the best of luck, and he's going to crush it.
Did you give him any advice on how to handle a trade? Because obviously you went through the exact same thing a year ago.
Yeah, I pretty much just told him, like, it sucks, but also it's, like I said, a good opportunity for you. Baseball's a small world, so you're going to run into the guys again at some point. And everyone in baseball seems to be pretty cool. And I talked to him the other day. He's liking it so far. So I just told him, make new friends, and we'll see each other again at some point.
No doubt. You were a reliever at West Virginia primarily, and you've been basically exclusively a starter in your pro career. One, what was that conversation like? I'm sure it was with the Rangers back when you first started throwing with them that you were going to be a full-time starter. And two, how have you adjusted to it a year in?
Yeah, so in college, just a reliever. And then, yeah, sat down with the Rangers. They told me I was going to be a starter. I kind of knew that going into the draft beforehand. All the teams that I'd talked with beforehand were pretty much saying, like, would you be open to being a starter? And I for sure was. Started in college summer ball games and stuff like that. So it wasn't something new. But coming out of the bullpen kind of taught me how to deal with things and the bad outings and get over it pretty quick. Being a closer, like, I was throwing 2 or 3 times a week. So being able to bounce back quickly from bad outings helped me now as a starter.
Last night you got to face off against Kate Anderson, who's one of the best pitchers on planet Earth right now. That had to be an extra level of motivation in your double-A debut to go out there and really show out, because at the start of that game when you two were both dealing, it felt like a high-level major league pitching matchup.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when the other guy's throwing really well too, it raises the stakes a little bit. So every run is super crucial. So when they got the 2, it was a big hit for them, obviously. But it was fun watching him throw, too. Just going back and forth and trying to compete, it was a lot of fun.
Initial impressions of this Amarillo clubhouse? I know you know most of these guys from spring training this year, but having been here a few days now, what's the takeaway, the vibe of the place?
I mean, the guys are awesome. I would say the coolest thing is, like, the age gap now. You have guys that are super young, guys that are a little bit older, so just talking with some of the guys, some of the older guys, and getting to know how they do it and how they go about scouting and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun, and of course the guys are funny and awesome, so it's been a good time.
What's the self-scouting report on you for maybe a Diamondbacks fan or an Amarillo fan that maybe has heard your name but actually hasn't seen you throw before? Your next start is going to be at Hodgetown next week, so what are they going to get when they get to see you in person?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much just like a super mellow person when I pitch, not a ton of emotion. I'm going to throw everything right in the strike zone. At least I'm going to give it a shot to. I'm going to go out right after the hitter, try to get quick outs, and that's just kind of how it's always been for me. Go to the breakers, but for the most part, I'm going to try to pound the zone with the fastballs and see what I can do.
How do you keep such a calm demeanor? Because we know how intense of a competitor you are, and we know that that fire is burning inside of you, but you wouldn't know it by watching you. How do you do that?
I think it's just, at this point now, it's just kind of natural. When I was in college and became a closer, I tried to buy into the whole like psycho closer role, and it just didn't really work for me. It kind of gets me thinking of other things. So my dad always told me, like, no reason to celebrate a strikeout. It's your job to get that. So I kind of treat it the same way. Like, I'm supposed to be out there getting guys out, so no reason to celebrate it.
It's a long season. We're in the dog days of summer here in August, and obviously your climate just got a lot warmer coming to Amarillo from Hillsboro. But what does David Hageman do away from the field to try to decompress and forget about baseball for a little while?
Yeah, most of the time I'm just playing video games. I'll sit in my room or sit in the living room, watch. I'll throw on the D-backs game or something and play some video games. Occasionally I'll get out and golf. I like golfing, but it gets expensive. So most of the time just playing video games and just hanging out and watching baseball.
What's the handicap?
I think last time I played, I shot like an 86.
So
it's a little rough. I think my best round is a 78, but that was like my best round at the home course. Okay. But I'll be like in the low 80s pretty much and just stay there.
Low 80s is a casual golfer's dream. David Hageman, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.